This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The Dallas Zoo is working to make their gorillas more heart healthy. To do that, they're trying to get an accurate blood pressure reading for the animals. But that's been quite a challenge. It takes months of training and trust. Sarah Villarreal starts her mornings with a 450-pound gorilla.
Good boy, Jim.
Villarreal is the primate supervisor at the Dallas Zoo. Today, she's training 15-year-old Juba to put his arm into a blood pressure cuff. It's just your average cuff, the ones human doctors use at checkups or the ones you see by the pharmacy at supermarkets. In this case, the cuff is inside a rectangular metal sleeve that fits Juba's arm.
And then we have him target his arm right in it.
Target? Good.
He pushes his hand and the sleeve comes up just above probably his wrist bone.
Good.
And then start inflating while the keeper's feeding to reward him.
Good. Good boy.
If Juba stays still, he usually gets grapes, dried pineapples, apricots. His favorite is Gatorade. But Villarreal says getting a blood pressure reading on Juba has been a years-long endeavor, and she still doesn't have a number.
Gorillas haven't had something like that squeeze on their arm so tight, so you can imagine it's pretty uncomfortable. They don't know English. We can't explain what's happening, so they just have to have trust in us. So I do a little bit, then we push it a little further each time.
This delicate process is happening at several accredited zoos in an effort to track cardiovascular health in great apes worldwide. Gorillas, chimpanzees, bonobos, orangutans. It's called the Great Ape Heart Project. Since it launched at Zoo Atlanta in 2010, more than 70 institutions, including geneticists, vets, and cardiologists, have gotten involved. From this project sprung a huge database that researchers hope will establish reliable baseline metrics. Dr. Haley Murphy is the Vice President of Animal Divisions at Zoo Atlanta and Director of the Great Ape Heart Project.
We knew that great apes across the United States had heart disease and that it was actually, in males at least, one of the number one causes of morbidity and mortality. But nobody was really looking at it cohesively across all institutions and all of the great apes.
Murphy says a combination of blood pressure readings and ultrasounds of the heart will help zoos figure out why great apes are dying of heart disease and how to prevent it. Until recently, many zoos could only safely take blood pressure while their apes were under anesthesia. Murphy says the Great Ape Heart Project has collected over 1,800 pieces of data that they're now analyzing.
But we don't know what a normal blood pressure is yet. We are going with an assumption, and that's really what it is, that it should be fairly close to what a normal blood pressure in a human being is, because we are great apes. But we don't know that for sure.
Shoulder.
Back in Dallas, good. Sarah Villarreal has been patient with the gorillas because a medical procedure can be a scary thing for them, especially since gorillas tend to be very observant.
Slowly we add piece by piece by piece because it's all about desensitizing them. You have to assume even if I held a blue pen and then I had a black pen the next day, they might be a little nervous. And every gorilla's personality is very different.
Juba has made the most progress with the blood pressure cuff. He's the independent one, Villarreal says. She still has seven other gorillas to train. Bwenzi, Zola,
good.
Shauna, Hope, Megan, Shanta, and Subira. Until they get comfortable with the blood pressure cuff, the zoo will continue to feed them fresh food, provide enough space for them to roam and stay active, and give them their daily vitamins. All the same ingredients humans need to live heart healthy. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Good.